Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information and Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond, and I am co-hosting today with Sue Barrington and David Olson. We also have our very special guest, Chris Varonis, with us today. And, first and foremost, we hope that everyone is staying safe and staying healthy. And, that is our first concern for everybody. Normally we would run through some events, but as I'm sure everyone is aware, Beamer events are on hold, postponed at the moment, including academies and our Discover Beamer days. And so we're just going to jump right in here because I know everybody on the call is curious about what is going on. And Chris, I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out. I know you guys are super busy and working like mad behind the scenes, so we appreciate you being on today. Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here, and I echo your well wishes for everyone. Hope everybody is hunkered down and staying safe.
So, Chris, David and I are going to kind of just go back and forth with some questions, and just
sure.
So everyone understands, we've, as Beamer distributors and managers, have been gathering questions that we could present in a format such as this. So David and I will just kind of go back and forth asking the questions. So Chris, I guess first and foremost, what is our current status as a company with the FDA?
All right. So I wish I could give you a brand new update. What I have is pretty much where we stood with the national call on Wednesday. Although we are in regular, almost daily contact with our FDA agents. So as many of you know by now, we are currently working on a classification issue. And right now we are pursuing two parallel paths. We are considered class two, parts of our original Beamer Pro set. And so we are going to be moving forward as if that is where we're going to stand. But simultaneously, we're still in there pitching away, hoping to be classified back to what we consider where we truly belong at class one. So you'll probably notice when you woke up on Monday and you went to your back office, you saw pretty much a brand new web shop. And that the only thing listed on that web shop right now would be all of the products that have been approved for Class 2. And so basically that's our B-Box Pro, our B-Pad, our B-Spot, and our B-Grip. Not on there would be any of our accessory applicators like the B-Body, the B-Light, the B-Sit, because those are currently sitting at Class 1. And only the Pro, the Pad, the Spot, and the Grip are considered Class 2. And so we repackaged that in a new set that we will be promoting and that we currently are promoting, in fact, as of actually last night was our launch of promoting the Beamer Go on the Beamer Experience call. And we will also be doing that exclusively. So if anyone is doing ongoing presentations, we now will be promoting exclusively our Beamer Go.
Okay, that is great news. A question about that presentation, is that something that would be available, or is there a recording of it that people might be able to share other than just getting people on those?
We actually have Johnny Villasenor, our education director, and the RDs and the national directors. We've all been working, scrambling, getting new presentations put together. And so last night was the debut of the Beamer Experience. Tomorrow, when Mark and Deb Brawley host our Beamer Lunch at noon Eastern time, you'll be seeing that presentation with the Beamer Go. Casey Conrad, for her region, does a kind of like a quickie presentation tonight. That's also going to be on the Beamer Go. And so I would encourage as many people as possible, even if you don't have prospects, to hop on that BeamerMeetings.com and start learning that presentation. It hasn't been released in the back office, but it will. It's going through compliance. It's going through legal. They allowed us to use what we did last night, tomorrow, and we'll send it wide as soon as it gets kind of like the stamp from compliance and the stamp from legal.
Okay, awesome. David, you have a...
Yes, thanks, Chris. That's been very helpful. These first two questions are kind of combined. So if we go forward with this Class 2 status, and while we're waiting for the other three items to rise up to Class 2, if that happens, this introductory Go unit will include what exactly?
Okay, so it's going to include all those products that have been approved at the Class 2 level, which is the B-Box Pro, the B-Pad, the B-Spot, the B-Grip. We'll also be including only the primary USA cord. You'll have the car charging cable. You'll have the brand new NGX user manual. You'll have the adapter of fixing straps. And for the first 30 days, you'll get the battery. And for the first 90 days, you'll get the Beamer branded backpack. So the Beamer Go will eventually retail at $4,890. But for the first 90 days that we launch, it will be at that at a discounted price of $3,990. So that's going to be a nice incentive when we finally get the green light that we can jump in at what is going to be our lowest price ever to get in on, like, our starter set, with the hope that down the road we'll be able to add on the B body and the B sit, the B light.
Okay, that's
great.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be amazing to have that first 30 days at that price. I think it's going to give everybody a great jump start.
It'll be the first 90 days at that price. And for the first 30 days, you'll get the battery thrown in for free. And for the first 90 days, you'll get that Beamer-branded backpack thrown in for free.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying that.
Uh-huh.
And then let's just say for discussion, because now people are very excited about the Beamer Pro Go set. Because it opens a whole new market for us, right? And
if
we were to stay Class 1, would that Go set still be an option?
Well, you're right about that, Lisa. People really have jumped on that and got real excited about the opportunity to bring in brand new markets, from athletes to our Gen Xers to people who've just been priced out of it. So to be able to get somebody in at $3,990 is really exciting. So, in fact, we got so hepped up on it when we were at our RD meeting in Carlsbad that was our very first question. Like, who cares if we go back to Class 1? We want this baby. And the truth is, so did Albert. And while we wouldn't immediately make it available because it would give us more time to be able to put together the kit, put together all the marketing materials, get that backpack in stock at whatever levels we need. We would hope to have that out in a relatively short amount of time, probably several months.
Okay, and then just and it would be the Go set, the B box, the B pad, the B spot, and but without the introductory, all of that, right? I mean, it would be its own
yeah,
unit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Hey, that will be a great problem to have if we go back to class one and then we're itching to get our starter set.
Absolutely. David?
So what do you recommend that distributors do, Chris, at this point, so as not to lose momentum in their business? Any recommendations?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, that's a terrific question. Yeah, and so right now behind the scenes, that's what we are actually, you know, we spent the last several days with Education Department, with Brad's department, really trying to get these materials together. But I really want to encourage everybody to hop on these online presentations. Look, we're all sheltering in place. And so this is a really great opportunity for you to hear multiple times the new story behind the Beamer Go. And so if you get on that call Tuesday, if you get on the call Thursday, you'll have an opportunity to start hearing it, to start embracing that that presentation. So that would be step one for me. I'd also want you to know that we're going to be hosting on April 4th an online Beamer Saturday. So that information will go out shortly. We also have in the back office unbelievable comprehensive stuff on the Beamer Horse unit, which of course is still available. And this, while you're sheltering in place, is a perfect opportunity for you to really start getting educated on that. I can't speak highly enough of what our Equine Advisory Board is doing. They have really, they've been meeting several hours a week, and they've put together some really comprehensive stuff. A brand new set of horse facts went up. I know there were some difficulties opening it on the BBO, but if you went to the life.beamergroup.com/equine, you can see all those horse facts there. You can see lots of new videos. This is a perfect time for you to really master that set. In addition, we're open internationally, so now's the time to go through all your contacts. Go in the back office. We have another section called international. If you just type into the search bar international, it lists the country agents in all of our B countries. It lists all our A countries. So you could really be going through your international contacts as well. I want to encourage people to stay in contact, stay in real communication, not just with your customers, not just with the prospects that you've been working on, but on your team members as well. Make sure that they're still staying engaged. Make sure that they know what's available on the BBO. This is really a great opportunity for you to do the ongoing education that most of us don't have time to do on a daily basis while we're just, you know, trying to keep our head above water.
Thank you so much. All great stuff. Also, too, Chris, if people don't know it, life.beamergroup.com has been updated to reflect our current situation with the Go unit, and so people could use that. A lot of people are asking about I Decide, and it's obviously probably not something that we want to use right now, and I guess that will get updated as need be.
Yes, it sure is. You know, right now we're going through that priority list, and so that is absolutely up there. They have huge flexibility. And just as right now, if you go on to your iDecide, you'll see that there's if you wanted to do the Canada presentation, that's there. You self-select. So, yes, we'll have the original presentation, we'll have the Canada presentation, and we'll have the Beamer Go presentation. It's just a matter of getting it done. And we're kind of knocking it down on a priority level basis. But I don't anticipate that it's going to take a long time, but that is absolutely on the priority list.
Great, thanks, Chris. Okay. Can current customers and distributors get replacement parts or accessories?
Okay, so here's the top one. So basically right now you'll see that the if you go on to the back office, we don't have any accessories, anything that was class one up there. Anything that's warranty, your warranties will be honored. But whether or not you, if we are in fact at class two, you would not be able to purchase class one products until they became classified as class two. But if you needed things warrantied, absolutely, you would send that in through product support. The tough part right now is, like, as anyone who has a B-sit in for repair, while we have an FDA hold going on, we don't have the ability to get the product. So there's no point for Beamer AG to be shipping something in that will just be flagged when it comes. But moving forward, yes, those warranties will be honored. And that's
so if someone has
looking
a...
at contingency. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just asking if somebody has a B grip that they're trying to get warrantied and they're being told it's not available, that's just temporary because we are still getting B grip.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the B grip is a class two product.
Right. Okay. It's just out of stock right now for
exactly.
warranty issues.
Exactly. And you know what, Albert is thinking of, I just want you to know, we've got contingency plans in place. So, you know, at this point, we're sitting tight. But whether or not we would have to be doing repairs, you know, shipping things to AG, shipping things through Canada, whatever, but for repair only, I'm speaking, we'll make sure that, you know, people are made whole.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa?
Yeah, so this was a question, and it came from somebody in the medical field, and if I'm jumping the gun, just tell me so. if we remain a class two, does that allow for there to be an ICD-9 or CPT code?
Okay, so what they're asking, for people who don't know those initials, is basically it would be the opportunity for a practitioner to bill, just like when you go in and there are codes that you'd be able to bill for. And so I'll say this, moving to class two absolutely moves you closer to there. And the company, if we do become permanently class two, the company will be looking at having that. You know, you have to get a code, but that is absolutely on their agenda. Right now, there is a code for PEMF, but Beamer didn't qualify underneath that code. But moving forward, that's absolutely going to be looking at.
Next question, Chris. What will happen to existing orders that did get processed for the Pro sets?
Yeah. So, I mean, that situation really is fluid. So right now, you should absolutely be in regular contact with your clients. I ordered something from Williams-Sonoma in January that I haven't gotten back, and they reach out to me maybe like once every 7 days, and they let me know that my order is pending. They change my shipment date at all points, and it's nice of them to let me know. They give me the opportunity to cancel my order if I want, and that's what you should be doing for your people as well. Just be reaching out to whoever has a pending order. Let them know where we stand. Let them know that they have the opportunity to cancel their order if they wish. But if they are approved at class two, they would not be able to get their ProSet order, but they would be given the chance to migrate their order over to the new Beamer Go, and they would receive a credit for the difference.
And I assume they would not be able to get their existing. Go ahead, Chris.
I said, but if we were approved at class one, well, then, of course, their ProSet order would be processed.
Right. And their pro set order would not be processed if we went to class two, because of course it doesn't have a class two manual. It's not labeled class
exactly.
two.
Exactly.
And that would, yes, understood.
Yeah. So they Lisa? Would get the chance to, they would get the chance to buy the Beamer Pro Go, and they would get a credit for the difference.
Okay.
All right. And so, Chris, this next question has been the hot topic across the board, is people understanding with the Go set that you can absolutely activate the Beamer signal systemically by placing the B pad down the spine, and it requires a setting change.
Right.
Can
so
you...
basically, if the I mean, anyone who's ever traveled with their Beamer, most of us when we go abroad, if we end up bringing just the box and the B pad, and so you can go and switch to a low setting in your setting button. And all you do is you move the high to the low. And if you want to see the full instructions on how to do that, then you can go to your Beamer back office, and you could go to page 56 of the user manual, and it will walk you right through exactly how to do that.
Okay, that is perfect. And I have taken the advice of the regional directors, and have started just using the B pad on my spine instead of using my B body, and am still feeling amazing and great. And I have, you know, said to my distributors and, you know, other distributors that I've been on is, you know, start using it that way so that you know how to explain it to your customers, correct?
Yeah, that's a great idea, Lisa, and a lot of people have been doing that and are reporting terrific results, not just including with their sleep. So I think that's a terrific idea. We're at home. Now's a good time to try it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris,
perfect. Go ahead, David.
Here's a question that just came in to my text. Could you give us guidance on how to switch the narrative for people that we've already done presentations to under the pro set, you know, highlighting the B-body? How would we go back to them now and say, you know, for this temporary situation, how do we best switch the narrative and open up a new discussion about our current situation and move from the B-body to the B-pad and the B-spot?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that is going to be the conundrum, and that's going to be why we want you to start tapping into some of these calls so you can start hearing the RDs and other trainers talk about that, exactly that. And so I would, A, recommend that you do that. I also want to make sure that everybody knows that we have in the back office, I think it's 25 pages of Beamer fact questions. And this is addressed in one of them, and it's actually answered by our Dr. Burka. And I would encourage people to take the time to go through those questions on the Beamer facts. And one of them is, how do we transition from talking about the B-body as our foundational piece? That's exactly what you just asked. And I think you acknowledge exactly that. The B-body has been our base applicator for many years to deliver the signal. But just remember, it's got six coils, four of them distributed evenly across your back, your torso, and two towards the lower leg. And while the whole point of that was trying to get to this diffuse distribution of the signal, there is, in fact, a cascading effect. And so I remember, I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Dr. Paul St. John. And he used to talk to us about, to think about the B body as kind of like a atomic bomb. And so the effect was very diffuse. And he always talked about the applicators as more like strategic ballistic missiles that would target in on a localized area. But what Dr. Klopp has been finding for more than 3 years now, and he's actually spoken about it publicly many, many times in advance of this current situation, is that there is, in fact, this cascading effect. so that there is not necessary for us to have full coverage for an optimal effect. We can, in fact, use the B pad and have a very similar effect. And so I think that's how I would begin approaching that. And remember, your new people, if this is where we're going to be, we'll be hearing your new presentation. It's going back. And we ultimately want to go back to still having that B body. We'll be fighting for that. We will be applying for Class 2 for that. We'll be applying for Class 2 for the B stitch. And so our hope is that that will not go away forever, but that we can still have an optimal effect using the B pad. I don't know if that helps. Does that help, David?
Yes.
And, you know, there are many talking points for you to know about the Beamer ProSec Go. It improves local blood flow. It improves overall vitality. It increases physical performance. It's perfect for general prevention. It supports recovery from muscle performance. It's great for general well-being. There's lots and lots of, our story doesn't necessarily change at all. It's still about the blood flow. It's still about our signal. It's still that the Beamer as a song that stimulates vasomotion. None of that talk track goes away. And so I don't think people need to unnecessarily panic that, oh my gosh, I got to come up with this whole new song and dance. There's no song and dance. Nobody was duped. The story remains very much the same.
Another question, Chris. How does having a lobbyist working with Beamer help our situation?
Help the what?
Having a lobbyist working with Beamer help our situation.
Oh, okay. So obviously, that's a good question, but it stands to reason. So the lobbyist is being used to apply political pressure, and political pressure works. So it would be engaging our congressmen, engaging people who have the ear of the FDA to put just a little bit of pressure to make sure that our situation rises to the top and that they can look at it. We have what we consider a rock solid application. Dr. Burke is very emphatic that what we have is the real deal. And so you're not asking for people to overlook bad science. We're just asking for political pressure to get our situation moved up the totem pole. And it's very effective.
Particularly in these challenging times when the FDA has a lot of other stuff to be thinking about.
Exactly.
Lisa, I have another question that came in from Sue Barrington.
Okay,
I think, Chris,
ahead.
You may have answered this, and I apologize if I missed what you said earlier. Last night's phone call, is that recorded?
You know what?
Last night's presentation.
I don't know if the Beamer experience. I don't know the answer to that. Do you, Lisa?
Actually, the question, I'm sorry, Sue Barrington, the question that the person was asking is how can we, those are ongoing presentations on Tuesday and Thursday, and on the email, news blast, it says Tuesday, Thursday, and you click on it, but how can we send those links to prospects so they can watch it live?
Oh, for goodness sake. When they go to beamermeetings.com, they get right in.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Thank you.
Yeah. And it's on everything, literally. The link to those calls that you can send your prospects, it's in my Monday Motivational. It was in the corporate e-blast. It's in every RD newsletter that goes out, every single communication. We really do blast that everywhere. Maybe if you send me their email, I will personally email you the link.
but it's absolutely everywhere.
And I do know that. It said Tuesday and Thursday, so I think that messed them up when you just click on the Tuesday or the Thursday. So they're like, how do we send that? So anyway, that clarifies it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, you got it.
So we have 15 minutes, and we do have several people in the queue, Lisa, just to let you know.
Yeah, I see it. And I just want to ask one last question because people are texting like crazy. The B box, if it is a go set, and people are asking this because it shows on the website with just the two buttons, the intensity button and the program button. The way that it ships?
It is the original Beamer Pro box. That must just be a bad picture, and if it is, I'm going to go take a peek at that, and we'll make sure that our education department switches that out because it is the original Pro box. It has all the functions on there so that when the products come back on, you'll have the ability to use it. It's the original B box, no different.
Yeah, and I mean, temporarily, the yellow icon and the red icon just won't be relevant for some time. That's all.
For brand new people, yeah, for new people, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, David, you want to start taking the callers? Because we do have a lot.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was just going to say, when you market, that's another point. When we were marketing our original Pro, and we always talked about the fact that it was upgradable, software upgradable, I think it's important when you're talking to people about the Beamer Go, and you're obviously going to talk about that B-Box, you're going to talk about the fact that it's already prepped for the introduction of the B body and the light. So that's just yet another upgradable function that you would be able to market.
All right, perfect.
Thanks.
And so David's gonna start taking questions from callers. I would just ask everybody, keep your questions succinct and to the point so that Chris, David, or I, or Sue can answer it quickly and get to the next caller so we can get through all of these.
Okay, first person up, Jerry Gallegos. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, and great show today. So I just have a short comment regarding last night's presentation. I encourage everyone to start listening to the Tuesday and Thursday presentations. I listened last night, and it was excellent. Mm-hmm. It just completely changes the testimonials. The way they were done was just amazing. And it was 30 minutes, and it's a great place to send your prospects. So I encourage everybody to start using that. I know I am going to, since
terrific.
We can't travel and give a lot of presentations. So I just wanted to share that. And
wonderful.
Thank you, Jerry, for reviewing that with me yesterday.
Next caller, we have area code 973. 973-222, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning. This is Pat from New Jersey. First of all, Chris and George, I just want to pass on our profound thanks to you. I can't even imagine what you guys are going through over on your side of the world, but we so appreciate it back here. So just know that for all of you, the whole team out there. But I do have a specific question. I'm talking about language and verbiage as we're going back to the people that were interested in buying the Pro set, and now we're switching them over to the Go set. And I'm just asking whether or not we're going to say, when we use the B-pad the new way, so that we do it down the spine and then between the legs, are we saying that that is the exact same therapeutic effect as the B-body, or is it similar therapeutic effect?
Yeah, I would not say exact. I would not say exact. I would say similar effect.
Okay, that's so helpful. And just as an encouraging word, I've had four people that were ready to buy Pros. They've all switched over to the Go's with great enthusiasm. So just as a word of encouragement.
Terrific.
Yeah, and Dr. Burke, he spoke to that, and he just said, we can use the language that you know, the therapeutic window is just not as large as it is for the bee body, but it's very similar.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Area code 949-258. 949-258, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing? Question for you.
Good,
all great
you.
Questions. All great questions here today. Two really big questions though, that have not been addressed. Well, one was, one is not. When is the actual date, or when are you thinking will be the date we could actually start selling the new product, please?
So Albert has said we can begin taking orders when it actually gets.
Yeah,
when
I've heard that for a month now, but my just a ballpark. I keep hearing maybe next week. So I'm just saying, is what are we thinking? Are we thinking April 15th? Are we thinking, you know what?
You know what? I understand your frustration because nobody likes to hear that. It's kind of like where we are right now with our shelter in place. You know, where you can have somebody come out and say, well, the economy is going to be open for business on Easter, but does that actually mean anything? Probably not. And so I think Albert has been super transparent in not wanting to give a false hope. He outlined a detailed schedule of if things fell exactly the way we would hope, when it would be open. What I think you need to know is that once the clearance comes through, you can begin taking orders. And from that point, it would be roughly 5 to 7 days before the product would be shipped from AG to California. But I have to respect him for not doing what you want. And what all of us would want would be April 15th, it's a go. And I respect the fact that he hasn't done that. As hard as
simply
it
because
is,
he just doesn't know yet.
Yeah. I mean, we get the best information we get. I will say that the FDA is now on what we would consider the last leg of looking at things. I mean, what they've asked for, what the reason our website went to all class 2 was because last week the FDA wanted to see exactly what it is that our website, and the reason we've gone to training solely on these calls in class 2 is because that really is the final step. And so I think everybody should be encouraged by the fact that we're doing all these new things so that when we're looked at by the FDA, we're all on the same page. We're doing what they want us to do. And that really is the end stage. It's just obviously what happened to the world kind of, you know, threw a wrench into already where we were. But we're doing everything we're being asked, and we're doing it with a speed that's relatively unheard of.
Area code 862-202, 862-202, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yes, good afternoon. Hello, Chris and everyone. This is Jeanette from Northern New Jersey.
Hi, Jeanette. Two quick
questions, and you might have answered this, so please pardon me. The call Tuesday, Thursday, are they somewhere recorded that we can have access to? And then if you could just give some clarity on talking about the process, because I'm kind of confused. We can talk about it. We can take orders. We can't. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. You cannot take orders at this point. You can talk about it. In fact, it's the only thing we do want you talking about with your new prospects. It's the only unit we want you talking about. David, are those calls recorded? I don't think they are.
No.
I think those are live calls.
They are live calls.
That I don't know. Yeah, they're live calls. So, and the talking points are pretty much what I've already outlined here today. I mean, you still can talk primarily, you can still talk almost your entire talk track that you've used all along, where you can talk about the Beamer signal, you can talk about the Beamer song, you can talk about general well-being, You can talk about recovery. I mean, there's so much you can still do. Overall vitality, improved local blood flow, increased agility and mobility, faster regeneration during sports and daily activities. So I really want you to understand that your talk track is not remarkably different.
Thank you, Chris. We have a lot of callers.
Yeah, your Beamer
story remains the same as well. If we don't get through all people's questions, you're welcome to email me at david.olson, O-L-S-O-N, at beamermail.com. We have a lot of people in the queue, and we're not going to get through to everybody. Area code 614-286, 614-286, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yes, this is Kerry King. While I don't think the V-PAD would be ideal for the sleep program, is it capable of running the sleep program?
No, it is not.
No.
Thank you.
Area code 660-216, 660-216. You're live on Blog Talk. Going once, going twice. Oop. Sorry. Let's try that again. 660-216, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. This is, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Daphne from Northeast Missouri. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you guys. I think that our company has gone above and beyond the call of duty for everything that we've been dealing with. This is complete uncharted territories for all of us, and patience is the one thing that we all need right now. I do have a specific question. I have a B6, and my question for that is it going to be repairable? If we send it to the company, will they have the availability to repair? I know that it's on back order, but is that an option at this point?
At this point,
Chris?
There's nothing in stock, so they don't have the ability to give you a new one. And nothing is being shipped from AG here as long as we have an FDA hold.
Thanks, Chris. I think we have Leslie Fox. Leslie Fox, you're live on Blog Talk.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you all for a great show, but I'm calling about something else. I'm calling to wish Lisa Diamond a very, very happy birthday.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Woo! Woo! Happy birthday, Lisa Diamond. Yay! Hey, I mean, everything so thoroughly, I don't even have a question. All I have is happy birthday to you, Lisa Diamond.
Aww.
And what a great show, all of you.
Happy, happy birthday, girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
You don't get older.
I'm going to have a Corona at sunset. That's my birthday party. All right, David, next caller.
It doesn't count when you're locked down.
Bettina Torres, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy birthday, Lisa. Great show. Chris, awesome job. I just wanted to just chime in about, you know, when people get stuck in their head about B-body and B-pad.
Sure.
If you just think about how many coils there are, in the B-body there are 6 coils. If you can explain, you know, to the people that were exposed to the B-body, just think about, like, yeah, we had 6 coils. They were running simultaneously. They covered a whole bigger area. However, now with the V-PAD, we have 3 coils. It covers a smaller area, granted, but there's always a chance also to buy an additional V-PAD and have 6 coils and place them strategically, right, along the spine, as said before, and in between the legs vertically. So you kind of cover a very similar area and get a very similar therapeutic effect. It really is true what Dr. Burke has said, that the therapeutic effect goes way beyond the coil or way beyond the area that each individual coil covers. So you can say that really in good conscience. So stay away from the actual applicator and think more in terms of coil.
Perfect.
I hope that is helpful.
Absolutely.
Such wisdom coming from Bettina. Thank you so much, Bettina. Area code 530-557, 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Bridget from California. In regards first to what Bettina just said, does that mean then that there will be extra bee pads to purchase when the Bee Go Pro is available? My
absolutely,
main question,
because that's a Class 2 product, so absolutely.
I'm actually at the point where I don't know that there are any absolutes, so that's why I'm asking these questions. Since the aspect of the lobbyist was brought up, my question is, yes, we do have a world challenge with COVID-19, but this process started before that became an issue. So based on George's Monday newsletter, I'm confused mm-hmm. because as I read it, it stated that should we maintain Class 1, then the Bee Go Pro may not be available as a product in the future, yes, but not currently. So if we are Class 1, then what we will be able to market would be the Beamer Pro.
Yeah, and that would be amazing. That's absolutely still our preference. So what you just said is 100% correct. If we go to Class 1, the product that we will be marketing will be the Beamer Pro set that we've all been marketing to date. And then the Beamer Go would be something that we will fight to be able to market. But they would want to have a couple of months to do some additional, tweaking of the box perhaps, getting the backpacks all lined up, getting our marketing materials all lined up. But that starter set would be something that we would ultimately hope to get moving into so that we would be able to get people who can't get in at the existing price, that they'd be able to get in at that reduced rate.
Thank you, Chris. Area code 713-569, 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David. It's Sandra in Houston. Thank everybody for your valuable contributions. I've kind of got a boatload of questions, and I guess I'm going to...
And we got to keep it short, Sandra.
I know. I'm going to keep it short. So I'm going to hold with the possibility that we get all of our applicators and everything back into the hands of customers as soon as
mm-hmm.
possible. And what it seems to me, if GoPro, because there's so many ifs here, if GoPro
yeah.
becomes... authorized, okay, then the pricing to, and then you have the other body and everything comes back in. To me, the pricing doesn't add up.
Yeah. And those will all be, those will all be taken under consideration. So, you've identified a problem the rest of us have identified as well, and that will be discussed.
I thought it was not just me seeing that.
Nope.
Yeah. So I'm just grateful to have a Beamer.
As are
we all. Beamer.
Thank you, Sandra. Area code 415-328, 415-328. You're live on Blog Talk. And I've got to hit the unmute button for that to actually work. I'm sorry about that. 415-328, you're live on Blog Talk. All right. Going once, 415-328. Going twice, going three times. Okay, area code 717-933. Area code 717-933. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, it's Marianne Gaiman from Lancaster, and I appreciate all the helps that have been given. I wasn't on quite in the beginning, but I was wondering, was this addressed? Will the sleep mode be disabled in the box that comes with the Go set, the sleep mode and the light, or would we be able to use existing things that we do have on that?
It will not be disabled at all.
Great. Thanks, Chris. Area code 941-928. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Good morning, David.
Great.
Hi. Hi, Vicki in Sarasota. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. The D-pad on the GoPro set, and we put it on low setting. And although it is not the exact same intensity, so to speak, how many times a day can we use it?
I think Dr. Burka suggested twice a day, just like we do with the basic plan on the bee body, and perhaps just doing the spine in the morning and the legs in the evening. That's how he described it in last weekend's phone call.
That's right.
Perfect. Thank you.
Everybody, that was our last caller in the queue. We went late to accommodate all these questions. And, Chris, we so appreciate you being on the phone. And we all just want to wish Lisa Diamond this incredible birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris, for being on.
Thank you for having me. And everybody hop on that Tuesday call, hop on the Thursday call tomorrow. Deb and Mark Brawley will be hosting it. They always do a terrific job. And you'll get an opportunity to hear the Beamer Go marketing.
Hey, Chris, one last question. The links for the regional calls, like Casey's doing a call and all of that, is there a way to make that available to everybody, or is that something that's just in those regions?
You know what? Most of them are happy to have anybody on. I will ask Casey, and I'll put them in the Monday Motivational next week. We're really trying to get as much online opportunities for people as possible. So that's a great idea, Lisa, and I'll make sure that I can get that out.
Okay, great.
And we'll also be giving you updates on that April 4th Beamer Online Saturday. So that will be we'll be putting out an invite to that as well.
I had someone text me a random question, and I'm sorry, real quick. I know it's not recorded, but they're asking if there could be any kind of online academy training while we're waiting to be able to be in place physically. And I know that's something that has been talked about.
Yeah, we actually are working on that right now. That's Chris Simonian is spearheading that project. It would be a much abbreviated one, maybe about 4 hours, but it would not count as like your qualifying event, but it would absolutely be something that you would get your new distributors on so that it would at least cover compliance. It would cover usage and applications of the Beamer Go. It would include some basic marketing strategies, and that's not going to be long before we get that out. It's just a matter of making it happen. Johnny has already actually outlined right down to how many minutes each section is going to be. So we are actually well into that project.
Excellent. I think we all could benefit from it. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be nice to have, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everyone.
All right.
Thank you. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Stay safe, everyone.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Today's show is brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.